Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news, a feature which we hope you will enjoy about bridges over the River Wensum, and our regular football chat from Chris Gorham and Rob Butler, which will be interesting given that Norwich City Football Club is at a critical stage in its bid to stay in the Premiership.
First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact. There is a spare ticket for the Norwich Theatre Royal to see the Royal Shakespeare Company production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on Saturday the 30th of April at 1:30 p.m. The cost is £16. There is also a touch tour at 11:30 a.m. If you are interested, please telephone Mark on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558.
Open House Coffee Morning at the NNAB Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ, any time between 10 a.m. to 12 noon, on Monday the 25th of April. Enjoy a cuppa and a delicious scone or cake with plenty of chat. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now on to our first batch of news items. One or two rescue stories to start with, a neighbour saves a family from a fire in their home, and a stag party helps rescue a police boat. But what about the rescue of a swan from a roof in Tombland?
An unusual rescue took place outside a recently closed city restaurant after a swan found itself trapped on a roof. The animal had landed above La Tasca in Tombland shortly before 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday and was unable to take off again due to a lack of space. It led to both the RSPCA and the fire service staging a dramatic rescue in the city centre to try to bring the bird back down safely. Deputy Chief Inspector Ben Kirby from the Animal Charity said, "Myself and a colleague came down initially to have a look, and we soon realised we were never going to reach it with our equipment. So the fire service very kindly agreed to help us out. We managed to get a hook around its neck, but it slipped off. It then took a running jump off the roof and had a controlled fall into a small courtyard at the back. The incident attracted crowds of bemused onlookers who stopped to find out what was going on. Mr. Kirby said the female swan was uninjured, despite it clipping and breaking a chimney stack above the restaurant. The swan was later released into the River Wensum.
A family of five were taken to hospital following a house fire after a neighbour raised the alarm by smashing a window. The fire service said there was no working smoke alarm in the property and that the occupants were unaware of the fire until the man got their attention by breaking the window. Two adults and three children made it out of the home before the fire service arrived. The family's three dogs were also able to escape the property safely. All five occupants were taken to hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. It is believed the fire was caused by candles left unattended.
A 16-strong stag party came to the rescue of police officers when their vehicle and boat trailer became stuck in mud on the Broads. The Broads beat truck and boat trailer was left stranded until the group helped push it out. One of the stag party, Mark Cherms from Stevenage, said the group was sailing from Wroxham towards Horning when they saw the two police officers next to the car and trailer with a boat stuck in the mud. "We moored the two boats and everyone gave them a hand to get them out. We pushed the car and then pulled the trailer with boat on it across the grass." Mr. Cherms, who works for the Metropolitan Police's Safer Transport team, added, "They were obviously slightly embarrassed."
A decision on whether a Caribbean cuisine chain can open a restaurant in Norwich will be made next week, with officers recommending that it gets the go-ahead. Turtle Bay, which has 15 restaurants across the country, wants to add another in the city's Swan Lane. The chain was last week granted permission for a licence at the former fabric warehouse building by Norwich City Council. But Turtle Bay now needs to secure planning permission to change the use of the basement and ground floor for the Grade 2 listed building so it can be used for the restaurant. Established by one of the founders of Latin food chain Las Iguanas, the first Turtle Bay opened in Milton Keynes in 2010. The chain promises to deliver jerk, rum and reggae in a social Caribbean style, including food inspired by the beach shacks and street hawkers of the islands. Alongside curries with rice and peas, the menu includes goat burgers and red snapper fish from the restaurant's jerk pit.
Hundreds of children who have lost a loved one will benefit from a £45,274 grant to a Norwich-based charity. Nelson's Journey will use the money to employ a bereavement worker for 2 years to help children aged up to 17 to cope with the death of someone special in their lives. Heart East Anglia Breakfast presenters Dave Taylor and Heidi Secker presented a donation from Make Some Noise, a programme run by Heart's parent company Global. Nelson's Journey corporate funding and marketing officer Gina Moore said the charity had only applied for a 1 year grant, so getting funding for two was a wonderful surprise. Miss Moore said, "We'll be able to do so much more with that donation. It means there will be someone in place for the next 2 years who will be able to carry out that really important work for us. It's going to be in the region of 400 children over the next 2 years that will benefit."
Now, here are Chris Gorham and Rob Butler to talk about the football club.